This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Thursday that the United States is contemplating sanctions on mediation to help ease tensions between Turkish troops in northern Syria.
You have the choice of bringing in the military and defeating everybody again, or you have the choice of financially doing some very strong things to Turkey so that they take it a little bit easy on really competition that is, I don't think it's being fairly treated in many ways, okay? We have a very good relationship with Kurds, or we can mediate. I hope we can mediate.
Earlier in the day, the UN Security Council met to discuss the Turkish military operation in northeastern Syria, which began earlier this week after the United States pulled its troops out of the area. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Kraft, said Thursday that the onus is now on Turkey to keep Islamic State militants from returning to northern Syria.
Failure to play by the rules to protect vulnerable populations. Failure to guarantee that ISIS cannot exploit these actions to reconstitute will have consequences.
Diplomats on the Security Council were united in their concern that the Turkish operation could make a difficult humanitarian situation even worse. Although the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is scheduled to testify before House committees leading the impeachment inquiry and to President Trump, it's still uncertain if the committees will be able to go ahead with their Friday meeting with Marie Yovanovitch. The White House is refusing to participate in the impeachment inquiry, calling it unconstitutional, and the State Department has thus far blocked U.S. Ambassador to the European Union and Trump donor Gordon Sondland from giving voluntary testimony. This is VOA News. Federal authorities are charging two of President Trump's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani Associates, on federal campaign counts for his criminal charges related to the Ukraine controversy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman played key roles in Giuliani's bid to launch a Ukrainian corruption investigation into the Bidens. Prosecutors say the two men were arrested last night at an airport.
As they were about to board an international flight with one-way tickets.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says the men lied about a $325,000 donation to a group supporting the president's re-election. They're also accused of working on behalf of Ukrainian officials and urging an American congressman to get the U.S. ambassador there fired. Court papers don't identify the lawmaker, but details from the indictment match campaign finance reports for former Texas Congressman Pete Sessions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. border officials shut down two bridges between the United States and Mexico early Thursday after hundreds of mostly Central American migrants protested in the ports of entry. Roughly 2 hours later, however, traffic at the B&M International Bridge resumed and the Gateway International Bridge was opened to traffic Thursday evening. The demonstration occurred in the Mexican city across from Brownsville, Texas. Photos posted by Mexican journalists on social media show men and women standing or lying down on the bridge. Reuters reports the United States and China's top trade negotiators met on Thursday for the first time since late July to try to find a way out of a 15-month trade war. And the two sides, President Trump told reporters Thursday afternoon that he thinks the talks are going really well.
We just completed a negotiation with China. We're doing very well. We're having another one tomorrow. I'm meeting with the vice premier over at the White House, and I think it's going really well.
The two sides are meeting to narrow the differences enough to avoid a scheduled October 15 tariff rate increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. North Korea Thursday warned its patience is running out and threatened to increase provocations following the breakdown of nuclear talks with the United States. The warning is the latest evidence North Korea is returning to a more combative posture after walking away from the first substantive nuclear negotiations in months. A U.S.-based green economy group says that some of the world's most popular chocolate companies are not so sweet when it comes to human rights and sustainability. Green America gives Godiva Chocolate an F in efforts to reduce child labor and deforestation and cocoa production. Ferrero and Mondelez were both rated D, while giant manufacturers Lindt and Hershey were given C. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.